Hello and welcome back to a special edition of the I'm Learning Mandarin podcast. So some of you may know that last week I published my ebook called Lessons from a Chinese Learning Phenomenon. One of the questions I've always been fascinated by and covered extensively on this podcast is what do the most successful Chinese learners do differently from everybody else? Is their success purely down to talent or is their method behind the genius? And my ebook looks at this question through the case of Will Hart, a young British medical student who achieved what many linguists thought impossible. During lockdown, he reached a near-native level of spoken Mandarin within just 1.5 years. And over the past couple of years, I've got to know him, and I went on to collaborate with him on our series of masterclasses, teaching intermediate students how to overcome specific obstacles on the journey to Chinese fluency. So in this ebook, I reveal exactly how he managed to reach such a high level so quickly, and I also explain how, after years of failure, I put some of the principles that I learned from Will into practice, and through doing so, reached a level of Chinese that surpassed all of my expectations. Now, the ebook's foreword is written by Professor Karen Chung, who I got to know after interviewing on this podcast. Karen is a linguistics professor, world-leading phoneticist, and also an elite Chinese speaker. She's originally from the US, but has lived in Taiwan for 40 years and taught at National Taiwan University for several decades. So she introduces the book in her foreword, and in today's special edition of this podcast, we're going to hear Karen read out the foreword in her own voice. So without further ado, I give you Professor Karen Chung.
How important are the tones to a Chinese speaker? Well, how important is it to get the vowels right in English? You may be able to guess what is meant by this sit is takken. How about he will live the fast early because of the ran? You may blink a bit, then figure it out. But how much brain energy will it take to do this for almost every single sentence you hear? Are you willing to put out this kind of effort for this purpose when you have other things in your day to get done? And how intelligent do you judge this speaker to be? Will you be anxious to have a lively chat with them in the future? Chinese speakers may tolerate slightly off-target vowels and consonants, but tones are the bottom line. They're arguably the one aspect of spoken Chinese that native speakers care about most, will not compromise on, and are the most confused and put off by when you get them wrong. Why would you want to skip over the tones? Because it's too much work, amid the many other new things you have to learn all at once? It's true that our brains are designed to minimize effort in order to save energy. But in minimizing your own effort, you are maximizing the effort that has to be expended by other people. And if they don't have a really good reason to listen to what you have to say, they are not likely to fritter away their own limited daily store of brain energy on trying to decipher your errant tones in Chinese. Your listeners will often not correct your mistakes. And if you are lucky enough to get corrections, your reaction to getting corrected will affect how much feedback others are willing to give you in the future. Do you feel hurt? Is your ego threatened? Do you even feel a bit angry and put down when corrected? Many of us take our inevitable language mistakes, which are a normal and in fact crucial part of language learning, personally, to our own detriment. At the root of all this is a fear of losing someone else's good opinion of us, or even more honestly, of us losing our own good opinion of ourselves. And underlying this is a still more basic existential fear, our terror of being rejected and abandoned. All of this lays a veritable minefield to navigate as we are just trying to learn a language better. How we react and manage this seemingly unending series of challenges and minor crises will have a major effect on our learning and our motivation to keep moving forward. If you end up letting the tone slide at the beginning, you will find that the bill will eventually fall due. They can be fixed, but it will take some focused effort. So, you've decided to fix your tones, but how do you do it? Just like everybody tries to learn from Musk and Jobs and the others because they're so successful, we have a lot to learn from highly successful language learners. They are the ones who can illuminate our path. Over the years, the number of these Chinese super learners, or maybe just very successful learners, has been growing steadily. And this changes the playing field for the rest of us. No longer can you lean back and smugly tell yourself, "My Chinese is pretty good," compared to other learners. The key question here is, of course, compared to which other learners? The answer to this question has the potential for changing your entire learning life, aspirations, and eventual level of achievement. For many years, scientists believed that it was physically impossible for a human being to run a mile in under 4 minutes. Nevertheless, in 1954, Roger Bannister broke the record, finishing in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Since then, many other runners have gone on to run the mile in under 4 minutes. Prepare yourself now to meet someone who has beat the 4-minute mile in Chinese learning. His achievements are likely to thoroughly upend your most cherished assumptions about what can and can't be done in Chinese learning, and in the process, inspire you to reach higher, believe in yourself, and achieve what you previously assumed was impossible. That person is named Will Hart. In around just 18 months, Will attained a native-like level of spoken Chinese. How is this possible, you ask? Surely this must be a scam. Rest assured, it is not a scam. It is real. And just knowing that it's real can change your attitude about your Chinese learning, and with it, your confidence and even your ability to achieve what Will did. Is Will just a one-off boy wonder? Or did he achieve what he did because of reproducible, practical, and effective methods that you too can use to reach a similar level once you know the methods and put them consistently into practice? At the same time, you shouldn't feel that you failed or that you're just not smart enough, then simply throw up your hands in despair if you don't get the same results in the same amount of time. We all have different rates of learning and different life circumstances, so results will of course vary. But these methods work, and we can promise that if you follow them consistently, you will be solidly on track toward mastering spoken Chinese. The key is to keep it up, work at it every day, in every little way that you can, without becoming too obsessed and letting it drive you nuts. And the more you interact with real native speakers and the more feedback you get from them directly, the better. Your memories of what you learned in actual conversations with another human will be especially vivid and long-lasting, and the social interaction will turbocharge your motivation and learning. And that bit of anger you felt at being corrected? You will find that it can in fact be a source of energy that you can channel into your learning if you only learn to harness it. These are just some of the lessons that author Misha Wilmers discovered for himself when he met Will. Misha's story is an instructive and powerful one. Read on to hear him tell it in his own words.
So that brings us to the end of this special edition of the I'm Learning Mandarin podcast. If you enjoyed Karen's foreword, you can read the entire ebook for free when you subscribe to mine and Will's newsletter at peakmandarin.com. The newsletter provides regular tips and advice on how to reach high levels in spoken Mandarin. So I've provided a link in the description where you can sign up for the newsletter, and once you do, we'll send the ebook straight over. So that's it for today's episode. So until next time, goodbye.